What is the word? What is a corral? Just a.
A corral is an enclosure to keep livestock, as I would define it.
And where would they have been on the ranch? Would they have been near the barn?
They would have been near the barn and near the chutes where they had to work the cattle or the sheep.
Okay. So you could have, in a corral, you could have kept sheep or cattle or horses?
Horses, okay. Right.
Those are the three things that you would have kept in a corral? Okay. And the place where a place where you let the cattle out so they can graze, what would that area be called?
That would be the pasture.
Okay. And a place, a large area where you might grow a large crop, what would that be called?
A field.
Okay. Were there other kinds of names for areas like that, for a field?
Well, I suppose where these people planted hundreds of acres, I don't know what they would call it. It would be an awfully large field.
Did y'all grow your own feed for your cattle and sheep? Did y'all grow?
Not entirely. Mm-hmm. Not every year. Mm-hmm. Some years we did, some years we didn't. Some years we had to buy the hay and have it shipped in.
But mostly, if you were going to grow it, you'd grow hay?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of hay?
Alfalfa.
Okay.
Alfalfa, orchard grass, and timothy mix.
Mostly alfalfa.
Okay. And the big building where you might store hay or keep animals inside?
That's a barn.
Okay. Were there other kinds of buildings like that on the ranch?
Well, you had buildings that you kept your grain in, which would be the granary. Then you had your shop that kept your tools in. And your pig pens, if you had pigs, you'd keep them away from the house because a pig pen is not always delicious smelling.
What would you feed the pigs in?
In a trough.
Okay. And two of those would be called a what?
I guess they'd be troughs.
Okay. And did you ever feed the pigs corn?
Oh, yes. We fed them corn.
What would you keep that in? What would that enclosure be called that you stored the corn in?
You mean so the pigs could get it out?
Well, just where you stored it before you gave it to the pigs.
That would be the granary.
Okay. Did you ever call it a corn crib?
Well, we never did. Okay. But that's what a lot of people called it.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce that for me?
Corn crib.
Okay. And, okay. So it'd be called the pig pen, is that what you...
That's the place you kept the pigs to. And they also were kept in pastures.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, it was a job to keep the pigs in the pen, because they did root.
Where would you have kept chickens?
In the hen house.
Okay. Excuse me?
In the coop.
Okay.
Chicken coop.
Okay. Let me ask you another thing. A lot of times with the horses, they put something over their mouth so they could eat.
A nose bag.
Okay. And what was that made out of? Was it made out of leather?
Leather and canvas. And then there were little air holes down in the leather part.
So they could breathe. Okay.
Nice.
Have you ever heard of a go-devil?
A go-devil.
Is that a word that's familiar?
Well, I've heard of it, but I don't know what a go-devil is. It seems like it's a piece of machinery.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. If it was farming machinery.
Is it a digger?
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's why I was asking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know what a go-devil is?
Okay. Are you familiar with saddles and bridles? Somewhat?
Well, if I'm not, he is.
Okay. Well, let you look at us and see if you can tell me what some of these parts are. I was wondering if you could tell me what this thing is.
Well, that's a horn.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two here, what is this?
Well, that's the back of the saddle.
Cantle?
Candle. Cantle?
Yeah.
C-A-N-T-L-E?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the thing you...
Seat.
Okay, number 14. Number 2 is cantle, and number 14 is seat. How about number 12 here, these long...
Oh, those are strings, saddle strings.
Okay.